The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Use our promo code WMVP. That's WMVP. Must be 21 years or older, Illinois only.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
All right, happy March to everybody.
That's right.
Here we are.
Coffee's awful today. Did you guys try the coffee in there?
Who's coffee?
Like the singles from inside in the kitchen area.
Oh, you've been getting coffee from the kitchen lately?
There was bacon. There was bacon made earlier today by Sharfy. It was delicious. I had a few slabs.
Are you communal starting the bacon? Show? Complaining about free coffee? It's free.
It's free. And I love it free. I'm just saying it's bad today for some reason.
I was like trying to go optimistic here that it's March 1st, that the light at the end of the tunnel is here with a long winter, that we're getting out of COVID, maybe fans and stands, as Cap's been reporting. And you got to bring us down that your free cup of coffee ain't any good.
Well, we've got 3 hours and 59 minutes. We can get to all that stuff you just mentioned. I was setting the table for optimism. I just took a sip of the coffee and was wondering why it tastes a little different today. Just asking.
Everyone in Waddle's free coffee ain't good enough today.
It's a little sour.
Yeah,
it tastes a little bad today.
I didn't know. So have you stopped going to the local places around the studio since I've been gone?
Yeah, I don't stop in anymore. I go right to the parking garage. Wipe off the phallic symbol that's been drawn on my back windshield, and I go inside and I get myself some coffee in the kitchen in here.
Wow. Someone did mention on the Twitch channel, free coffee is usually trash. I agree with him. I've never been a communal coffee guy. Like, I know we tried to do it once. We bought a Keurig for our office.
It lasted about two days.
And I hated back in the day when there would be like an office, big,
pot of coffee.
Yeah,
like, but we don't have
coffee.
That. These are individual single serves, and I usually drink them at least two a day.
Really?
I mean, I just wondered if maybe we need to clean the filter or something because it tastes a little different today. That's all I know.
I hope somebody's cleaning
maybe,
the filter.
You know what it is? Maybe it's I had a couple of slices of bacon before I drank the coffee, so that changed my taste buds.
Can you I didn't know about any of this. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. We're not in the middle. Hopefully here at the end. You're not stopping for coffee at a restaurant, but you're open to communal bacon now at the office?
Yeah.
Who's making bacon?
Sharfy, for some reason today, came in and was making bacon in the He was making bacon in the microwave.
That's what our marketers do. They make bacon.
They make bacon. Yeah.
They make bacon.
So, listen, the bacon was great. Maybe it just changed the flavor of the coffee.
Get your bacon here.
Yeah.
Baseball season.
That's what they do when they get a new account.
You.
They literally bring home the bacon.
Yesterday, I got my oil changed in my daughter's car, and I stopped at a local Walgreens. That's the first time I have gone indoors at a place of exchange or whatever you want to call it, a merchandise. I don't even know what you call it.
A business.
Yes. Thanks, Chris. That's the first time, like, I haven't been inside like a CVS or a Walgreens, I don't think, but maybe once in the last 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So by the way, there's breaking news. I did get the vaccine on Saturday. So
right.
I've got my first dose, as the governor did open it up for people who are cancer survivors or cancer patients and people who are under 65 with,
pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, you have a pre-existing condition.
That's awesome.
So I had to bring the note from my doctor, and I got the first one, and I can't wait to get back to the First Midwest Bank Studio.
We can't wait to have you. How was your experience with it? Because everyone's a little bit different.
I had no reaction in the office as far as anything extreme.
Good.
It is. I don't know if they give you this shot in a different spot than the flu vaccine, because I'm a yearly flu vaccine guy.
Different spot. Wait a second. Where'd you go to get this now?
Was it weird that I went to just some random place, right in the middle of your eyeball? Right? I mean, you're not supposed to get the shot there.
Not an alley in your eyeball. No.
No, I got it in my arm, but it was more like I don't remember being this sore. Maybe I'm just more of a wuss now. I've always been long-time wuss. Maybe more of a wuss now.
First-time caller, long-term wuss.
Yes, exactly. First-time caller, long-time wuss. I don't know, but this seems to be lasting. The soreness of the arm seems to be lasting longer. I don't know if it's in the different muscle. It's in, like, the deltoid, I guess, is the muscle.
You have a deltoid?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Is that right above the triceps?
I think so, yeah. Yeah right there. Yeah.
Right, like the shoulder area type thing? Yeah.
That's where you get all your shots, don't you? Unless you're having a turtle shot so you can get back out there.
But that's what I thought, but I don't remember ever being this sore for this long.
Well, I've heard that's, you know, like some people have a similar but maybe less severe reaction to the flu shot, right? But I've heard that there have been some people that have experienced a little bit of that. But I also heard that by the end of March, we are expected to have about 100 million Americans vaccinated. And currently, I believe I saw a stat that 30% of all American citizens 65 and older have already been vaccinated or been given their first shot. So moral of the story is on the human front, yes, awesome. On the sports front, sounds like you may be able to get some people into some arenas sooner rather than later.
Yeah, now you're singing my tune about being like that's where
coffee.
I am today.
Good
the coffee's now all of a sudden tasting better.
Oh, it's delicious.
So I talked to two of our favorite restaurateurs today too. First of all, the Boca Restaurant Group will be up to 50% capacity this week from what I've been told by Kevin Boehm. And then we were talking earlier today with David Flom, and they're going to be reopening April 1st. So we've got baseball returned to these airwaves.
By the way, with a few new menu items and more choices on your wine list at
Chicago. I can't wait. Yeah, they got a whole he's got a whole new set of innovations that he's ready to roll out. Yeah. But the point is here, March 1st, all right? We're basically crawling out of the winter. We had a 60-degree day over the weekend.
It was glorious. It was beautiful.
I got vaccinated, hoping to be back in the First Midwest Bank studio. The Cubs play today for the first time. The White Sox returned to ESPN 1000 yesterday for the first time since their World Series year. We were just talking Friday about people getting into ballparks. Cap then was reporting Friday evening that he's hearing there could be fans in the stands for both the Cubs and the White Sox to start the season.
That wouldn't surprise me. Again, you're not going to get max capacity, but if you get... it's new for us, but it's not new around the United States. You go to Florida and, there's people there. I saw a college basketball, Kansas, the Kansas Baylor game. I think that there were people in the stands for that as well.
Sure, yeah.
By the way, Kansas can play some defense, too.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're very good.
And then for Indiana, remember, they've got all the NCAA games. I think they're going to have 25%. And isn't that the main reason why we lost the Big Ten tournament this year? Was because the mayor wasn't going to let any crowd into the United Center. And I believe they're going to put people in the seats for the Big Ten basketball tournament.
Well, listen, there is a business component to big-time college athletics for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's almost a year. We're going on a year. I texted all you guys a picture of most of us at the Merkin B'nai Mitzvah from February 29th.
That was fun.
You know, today's the year anniversary. It's so weird. You only have an anniversary on Feb 29 once every 4 years. But that's when it was, when we were all last together. When we were all together at the same time. And now my glass is not half full, but almost all full. That we're getting closer to the old normal.
Yeah, I think so. I saw fans. I saw some fans watching the White Sox game yesterday, didn't I? Were there some fans in stands in Arizona? Yeah,
there are both parks. I know for Cubs and Sox will be putting people in the seats. That's why I'm interested to hear. Yeah. The one thing I heard, and then I will get to some Bears quarterback stuff.
That'll be there forever.
That's going to bring us down. And by the way, there's an old crusty veteran who may be coming to Chicago. Not that I love this guy. I mean, how can you not love Alex Smith? But I don't know if that's exactly, speaking of what the doctor ordered, what the Bears doctor has ordered.
And another offensive coach, but I digress.
Yeah. As far, like, I heard a bunch of callers calling to Cap today, say, hey, Cap, I got tickets for opening day. And about, like, three callers in a row called in saying that they've got tickets for opening day. But do you? I'm sure there are several thousand people with tickets for opening day, aren't there? And there's only, if there are indeed going to be fans in the stands, I would think it's only going to be a limited number of seats being filled. I don't know how they're going to draw for that and who gets to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, random, lottery, people that have the really expensive seats, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to be handed out.
Right. Is it season ticket holders only?
Cap say today that, like, the tickets he purchased, I think he said they don't even begin until the end of May.
Well, right, that's the bandwagon.
Right.
The bandwagon doesn't pick you up. Yes, it's Cap jumped aboard the bandwagon package.
Yes.
They pick you up.
What is in the bandwagon package? If I call Brooks Boyer and I say, hey, Brooks, can I get the David Kapp bandwagon package? What's in that?
There's a brand new Luis Robert jersey, okay. Right? You've got to have one of the shiniest, youngest players' jerseys in there.
Are there sleeves on this or no?
Well, for Cap, you know, him, he's going to cut the sleeves anyway okay. And show you the tats, you know?
You said tats, right?
Yeah, live life Allen. So, and what else would be in there? I would think a Len Casper bobblehead doll now that he's one of the voices of the White Sox.
There you go.
What else would be
foam
in the
finger? Yeah, foam finger, foam finger.
Right. For Cap, it's the middle finger showing. And on the palm, it's a Cubs logo. So it's the middle finger with the Cubs logo underneath it. And there's a big then White Sox logo because he's now flipping off the Cubs as he's now going to the White Sox as a bandwagon jumper.
Excellent.
What else would be
in the
312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in.
The bandwagon package.
So I'm happy today. I'm in a good mood today.
All right.
Friday was a little ornery on Friday's show.
Bonus!
Yeah. I'm in a good mood today. So 312-332-3776.
That's good because, like, I sent you a text yesterday. I think late yesterday, was it? Or early? Yeah. I think it was late last night. I was like, hey, any residual from the the COVID vaccine? Your response was, like, kind of crusty. Not bad, but, like, you are self-acknowledged that, you know, same old, you know, kind of. I'm going to try to pull it up what you actually said to me, but I'm glad to know that you're feeling better about it. What did you say?
You said any side effects from the vaccine. I said, nah, angry, stressed out prick before the. Can I say that?
I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about the vaccine.
Yeah.
Angry, stressed out bleep before the vaccine.
Yes.
Angry, stressed out bleep after.
There you go. Well said.
The weekend we had with the kids was.
Oh, was it rough?
Yeah, and I'm still not getting
it. It was 60 degrees outside.
I know. Like,
go out on the deck at night.
Saturday was glorious. Yes, the deck. DECK.
Yeah, it's a big old deck that you've got back there.
Something else on your car. Saturday was glorious. It was absolutely glorious. Yeah. It was the best day I've had in a long time, at least the first half of the day. 312-332-3776 if you want to react. Fans in the stands, would you be willing to go? What would be in the White Sox bandwagon package? If Brooks Boyer and the Sox are selling a bandwagon package that Cap jumped in on, what else would they give you in, like, the care package?
And by the way, there's no negative connotation to that. It's all positive. Like, everybody's allowed on the bandwagon.
The more the merrier, yeah. And then I want to get into another Nagy possibly coming to town. You know this. He loves himself some guys he's worked with in the past. Mm. Loves it. And now there's maybe one of his favorite guys ever. Like, better than any of these guys.
A lot of collaboration going on up there.
Right. You want someone who could collaborate with Matt Nagy in the quarterback room. This guy is probably going to be available. Is he going to be your starting quarterback in a few months from now? We'll discuss next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
good spirited start to the show. A lot of great people too today in the Twitch channel. It's hopping right now. Big group. So you can watch the show. You see Waddle on the first Midwest Bank Studio. It's brought to you by DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. The website every day is twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Remember that app, that ESPN Chicago app as well. You want to listen live, you can listen live. On-demand pods, you get that too. Lots of great stuff there, all your favorite shows. At-home smart speakers as well. If you're still working from home, just tell like Alexa or Google Play to play ESPN 1000. All right, so I didn't know the Tom Herman news. I'd been running around right before the show.
I hadn't seen it until Adam Abdallah mentioned it to us right as we went on.
The Bears just tweeted out a story about a half hour ago. Tom Herman, the former head coach of Texas, they let him go this offseason. Before that, he had great success in Houston. And he's going to be an offensive analyst they have hired. So another cook in the kitchen to try and get some offense going for the Bears.
Yeah, I think you can connect those dots. I believe they're both represented by the same guy, and they're kind of, what would you call, like-minded?
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of guys in there. A lot of people with, I don't know how many, how vocal he'll be inside the room on install day, but there are a lot of people that Matt Nagy certainly is comfortable with.
Yep, and Mark Helfrich, remember, was a part of the crew to start this thing, and their best year was 18 when Helfrich, I'm not giving all the credit to Helfrich. I think sometimes when, like we've always said, you don't all have to be connected at the hip. Sometimes too many like-minded guys is a bad thing, you know right. What I mean? So, and speaking of that, we've been talking about this for the last week with Alex Smith. There was an article. Where was that? What was it? The GQ? Was it the GQ article where Alex Smith told the tale about how Ron Rivera and the new staff in Washington, even though he was a great comeback story, never really wanted him. They didn't want him. You know, that he signed the big deal in Washington before Ron Rivera got there.
Yeah, and my interpretation was it wasn't like Ron Rivera being callous. It was like this guy's gone through a horrific injury. He's on the books for $30-some million. Yeah. He's just not in our long-term plans as we sit in it. You know, from a...
We want to start anew, yeah.
Yes, from a business perspective, I understand. Like, from a human perspective, I can't imagine someone like Ron Rivera would have treated this in anything less than a professional manner. And there was no suggestion that it wasn't, but... Like, I can understand why Washington kind of wanted to go in a different direction.
Yeah, of course. And he's 36 years old with that. But he is, he did play, and he probably wants to play. And he's going to probably be released any moment. Ian Rappaport was reporting that, and others have said this is most likely going to happen. Alex Smith and Matt Nagy are extremely tight, extremely tight. If you saw the Comeback Player of the Year video when he won the award, there was a ton of Matt Nagy in the video congratulating him, telling the story about, you know, he's very, very close with him. They work together closely. Nagy, remember, was the quarterback's coach, then the offensive coordinator in Kansas City. So Nagy was there the whole time, right? Under Andy Reid. So the question is, if he does get released, are the Bears bringing Alex Smith in? Or is that dependent on if they get rid of Nick Foles? Or are we going to see a good old-fashioned old guy, pocket passer, quarterback derby Bears camp? Yeah, right. With a rookie maybe just sitting and watching, and we wait our time for Russell Wilson whenever he gets traded.
Yeah, to go back down that quarterback rabbit hole again is, like, I think we've come to the conclusion that getting rid of Nick Foles via trade, it's going to cost you, what, $4 or $5 million? Isn't that what?
It's $5 million in dead cap space.
Right.
So, again, you could save money in the long term, but it will still count $5 million against this year's cap.
I just don't want to see them appropriate any more money to that position unless it is money being put into an investment that is going to benefit you down the road. Like, that's a short-term placeholder. So why spend the money on it? You're already spending money on the position.
Alex Smith probably isn't going to get many job offers, is he?
I don't think so.
So, I mean, I would assume his price is going to be low. We'll see how close the connection is. Are they too similar? I would even bet that Alex Smith, coming off of that horrible injury, is still more mobile than Nick Foles. Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean,
he was a mobile guy before the surgery.
He was. And I
sneaky mobile, right?
Yeah. I think Alex Smith, to me, best fits as a veteran backup for a team that is got some really some good hopes for the season. Like, I don't see Alex Smith coming to Chicago and being your answer. What'd you say, 36? Coming off
36 years old.
A horrific injury that we all admire the hell out of, the tenacity that he showed to get back out there.
When you already have a glorified backup.
Yeah,
in Foles.
I mean, what does that do? There's no reason for it.
Yeah, we'll see. So I asked the question. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. This one's cooking, too. A lot of votes. You can vote on my Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie. Who is most likely to be the Bears' opening day starting quarterback? And this is a reminder, too. Pace and Nagy speak around this time tomorrow. It would be the combine. They usually speak it around this time. There's no combine this year.
Right.
They're still going to speak. We'll find out how much they talk about the quarterback position. Here are the four choices I gave, and then I said, tweet me with other. Nick Foles is A. Alex Smith is B. A drafted rookie is C. And then I combined Watson or Wilson, sort of like the fantasy dream-like scenario.
So you're asking me what is most likely?
Yes, what is most, not what you want.
Right.
What is most, who is most likely to be the Bears' opening day starting quarterback?
I said it before, I'll say it again. My money would be on Nick Foles.
It's a runaway right now with you, Waddle. Yeah. 45% of the people going with Nick Foles. 25% of the people are really optimistic about Watson or Wilson. And it does appear like Watson's going to get traded. There are some more tea leaves that show after that meeting over the phone they had with David Culley and Deshaun Watson that they're going to probably have to come to the terms that they're going to have to, you know, get as much as they can for him.
Okay, now what I'm interested to find out who's in and what do they have to offer? Because I have to believe that there are a ton of teams in front of our Chicago Bears that have better offers.
Yes, right, because the Dolphins and Jets have multiple first-round picks this year.
Well, and the Dolphins and Jets could both send you their young quarterbacks in return.
Right. And Tua still has a lot of optimism surrounding Tua. Like, I know some people are like, well, is Tua going to be good? I don't think Tua's overall numbers were terrible. Like, for a guy coming off of that catastrophic hip injury, like, he had started like a year after he had the injury. Pretty quick return. And then took over a team that was ready to win. And I know I wouldn't say that he was great, but I don't think, like, for people to be downgrading Tua at this point, I think it's very early.
10 games. He's played 10 games. I think obviously the jury is still out.
What was his quarterback rating? Was it
87?
Yeah, I mean, again, 87. It's a terrible for a guy coming off a hip injury in his first year.
Yeah, there weren't a ton of wow moments, but there wasn't a whole lot of boom goes the dynamite moments as well. It was just a very uneven rookie performance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, automatically say, well, he can't play in the league. I think if you had questions about him as the season began, you probably still have questions. But he's a young quarterback. He's, you know, it's like the J.J. Watt gets signed by the Cardinals. That surprised me, the amount of money. He's as accomplished of a defensive player as this league has seen in the last 10 years, along with Aaron Donald. Those two. Like, the two most decorated and accomplished defensive players this league has seen in the last 10 years. But 2 years, $31 million and $23 guaranteed. God bless him. I didn't realize that he was going to get a deal like that. But what is the central kind of theme here, or the issue that probably makes that work? Kyler Murray's a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. Not a rookie quarterback, but he's a quarterback on a rookie contract, which means you've got some flexibility with spending some cash.
Right. So Nick Foles leads the poll. Watson Wilson second with 25%, 16% to Alex Smith, 13.5% to drafted rookie. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. As we continue to figure out what the Bears' plan is. And now, with it looking more and more like the Texans are, and I think most of us thought this was going to happen, but it's looking more and more people are believing that the Texans are going to come to terms with trading Watson. Are if you're the Bears and you're Ryan Pace, are you going to go up against the Jets and the Dolphins and Carolina and all these other teams as hard knowing that Russell Wilson wants you? Or do you maybe not go in as hard now because Russell Wilson has limited the teams that can bid on him for when he is going to be traded, whether it's this offseason or next? I want to ask Waddle that question. If you want to react, 312-332-3776. A lot of good stuff to get after today as well. Patrick Kane and a Hawks win. Kaner's 400th goal. Baseball is back. Discussion on both sides of town. And the Bulls, after a postponement for yesterday, return to the home court with another really tough game tonight. So much to get after. We're guest-free today. Plenty of room for you at 332-3776.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Talking quarterbacks. We'll keep talking until the Bears get a plan. Right, yeah, until they find one.
You don't want Alex Smith, right? I mean, like, I feel like I need to take a shower and go to confession when I say that because of what that man's been through. But you don't want him as your starting quarterback next year, do you?
No, I want Russell Wilson.
I want
Deshaun Watson, right.
I'm saying of the more realistic options.
No, you're patchworking. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But the connection there. Here's an interesting tweet. Someone tweeted us saying the quarterback room in Kansas City was Foles, Alex Smith, and Tyler Bray. Remember that? Wasn't it the year before Mahomes got there? When Foles was thinking of, when he came back from retirement or was thinking about retiring, and then he eventually went back to Philly?
I think so.
He also added in the same tweet, "I've been saying the Bears will draft Sam Ellinger from Texas, and now they hire Tom Herman." That's from the tweeter.
You guys are college football experts. Ellinger doesn't get your body hot, does he?
No, you could probably get him in the
fifth round.
Even later, maybe. Yeah. I've seen fifth to seventh round. So
Raphael says, oh no, it's Jeff who says this. As a Longhorn fan, let me say that Herman is going to fit in great in all caps. We now have at least three guys that think they're the smartest guy in the room, and the problems with the team are not due to their failures. Barf. That's from Jeff.
Yeah, any angst that is expressed about the addition of Tom Herman is just kind of residual angst because you just are unhappy with the situation overall. Because Tom Herman's not going to have a material effect, good or bad, on things.
Okay. What do you believe regarding, since we know that, and this is what we talked a lot about on Friday, we know that Russell Wilson wants to play in Chicago. Okay. He also said he'd like to play in three other towns, but it was really uncharacteristic for an agent to come out and say, we're not demanding a trade, but these are the four places we'd like to be. And so he told you he'd like to be here. He envisions himself, for whatever reason, whether he wants to be the stud in Chicago and build his brand. There was a lot more brand talking today I saw on SportsCenter on Get Up. Do you believe that now, if the Texans are indeed coming to terms, that they have no chance in salvaging Deshaun Watson, that he is going to go and they are going to include every team bidding against each other?
Yes.
Where Carolina and Matt Rhule want him.
Mm-hmm.
And they want him in Miami.
Of course.
And all these teams want him. And the Jets want him. And they have so much capital. Do you believe the Bears will be less active in that because they know they have a better shot, a 1-4 shot, of landing Wilson if and when he becomes available?
If that's the move they take, they should pack their crap up and leave town.
Explain.
Well, why would you not, You're going to tell me that you wouldn't, you don't want Watson now because you'd rather have Wilson? Which is more likely? I don't know which, but if I get either guy, I'm happy. Wilson's a better player at the moment and has been for the last several years. Watson's 25. Russ is going to be 33 next year. Like, I can, if you say to me, oh, it's Deshaun Watson, I'm going to be like over the moon, and I won't have regrets that the Bears actually pulled the trigger quick and maybe gave away the opportunity to bring in Russell Wilson. I would be more than happy to make a deal with the Houston Texans to secure the services of Deshaun Watson today. Now. Right now, at this second.
Right. What's the worst that could happen is they say yes and you get Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And then if you don't have enough because those other teams have more, especially as a headliner for the top end of the draft, then you just say, okay, it's not as bad as we thought it was now that we didn't get Watson, because we know whenever this happens with Russell Wilson, and Shefty did say it's going to happen, maybe not this offseason, but next offseason, that he sees himself playing in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Shefty made it sound like it's likely, but it's not a certainty. What if the Seahawks actually, they've already, as Brock Heward said to us on Friday, they've already acquiesced to his desires on the coaching front with regard to the offensive coordinator and the assistant coordinator as well, right? What if they go out and spend some money, or they upgrade that offensive line? What if this team finds itself next year in the NFC title game and Russ's wishes have been granted? Doesn't that make it more likely that he would stay in Seattle? Or is he just, the moment that he expresses himself that he wants out to a bigger stage where his brand can be more enhanced, does that mean that he's...
But like we said on Friday, and we were both in agreement after arguing about it, that if the worst thing that happens is you clean up your mess and you build the team around the offense better, the line and everything like that, and then you don't get Wilson, you still have a better team.
That's what you should be doing anyway.
Right.
I'm just not passing on Deshaun Watson because Russell Wilson has said in a fit of being unhappy that the Bears are one of four teams. Like, if you're Russell Wilson, if you want your brand to explode, don't you go to Dallas if you can make that happen instead of Chicago?
Well, it depends if what they're willing to do. I mean, would Seattle want Dak? Would the Cowboys want to move away from Dak?
Well, I would think that the Seattle Seahawks would be more interested in swapping with a team that gave you an answer at quarterback with a younger player than making a deal with Chicago that can't really offer you anything other than a 20th pick in the first round.
You wonder, though, if they want to pay Dak $40 million, what he wants.
I'm just saying, if you're Russell Wilson and you want your exposure to be enhanced and you want to be on the biggest stage under the brightest lights, it's the Dallas Cowboys, isn't it?
I think the Bears and the Cowboys are similar.
Not right now.
Oh, man, if the Bears ever had a quarterback, come on. You know the Bears rival the Cowboys as far as a national team. And we've never had a quarterback.
The Cowboys are America's team, brother.
Yeah, they're ESPN's team. They're our network's team.
Right, but those are the people that are broadcasting you and enhancing your reputation and your...
You think when the Bears are going well, there are other teams still to another level than the Bears?
I think right now the Dallas Cowboys, they swamp the Bears when it comes to national attention, whether it's television, it's
because
radio...
Because we don't have a quarterback to lead an offense.
Okay, but I'm just like... Wherever Russ goes, he's going to bring a buzz with him. There's already a buzz with Dallas, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah, someone was saying today on Get Up that, I think it was Orlovsky, again, about the brand. That it's more that this is a calculated move about his brand. And that he may be saying the offense and the line, but the only thing he believes is he wants out. And he says he didn't get one MVP vote his entire career in Seattle. Do you think if Russell Wilson would be in Chicago and would lead the Bears to the usual Seahawks 12-4, 11-5, Russell Wilson would be the front runner for MVP? Do you know what I mean? This is a guy who nationally, like you guys were saying Friday, they take for granted now. But
sure,
if he goes to a team that is quarterback starved and leads the offense and throws for over 4,000 yards, all of a sudden now, he's never gotten an MVP vote.
Which is criminal, but Like, I'm just reacting to the concept of if you want to your brand to blossom, I mean, I would suggest to you, with even bias in my bones, that the Cowboys right now are the team that you're going to get the most attention going to.
All right, do you believe, Waddle, that there's another level of being the star quarterback in Dallas, being the star quarterback in Chicago? I don't know how you could compare it, because the Bears have never had one of those. So it's not like we can compare Roger Staubach to somebody else.
Well, which
Troy
team?
Aikman does. I mean, what do you want to do? Compare Troy Aikman to Eric Kramer?
No, but what I'm saying is which team right now currently do you think carries more prestige and attention to it?
Well, no, but look, guys, look at what they've done since they, like, look at Tony Romo. We bag on Tony Romo all the time. He was a mediocre quarterback.
Well,
there.
No. He was
I don't think he was mediocre. He was better than
come on.
Don't let your distaste for him as a broadcaster.
He's a Hall of Mediocre.
Nobody said he was.
Not a Hall of Mediocre.
He's not the dude was dating Jessica Simpson at her height. Like the dude, like when you're the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, that's like, yeah, that's a different level.
He was not a mediocre quarterback.
I don't care what he was.
Wait a minute. Urlacher was dating Paris Hilton, and Jay got Kristen Cavallari.
I don't think those two things are the same. Paris Hilton and Jessica Simpson. I don't think that's the same.
Adam, you said that he's a mediocre quarterback, and then 30 seconds later, I don't care what he is.
I'm saying they were good. They were in the playoffs when he was the quarterback, is my point. I don't care about his stats. I don't care about his touchdowns. That's not the conversation.
Hall of Famer?
The conversation is they were good. They were on national TV every single game when he was the quarterback.
Yes.
He was dating one of the most famous people in the world at the time.
But again, I hear you guys. You guys aren't hearing me, though. The Cowboys year generation after generation has a stud quarterback. The Bears generation after, that's why they've become America's team. Because Roger Staubach handed it off to Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman handed it off to Tony Romo, and Tony Romo handed it off to Dak Prescott. We're going from Kyle Orton to Rex Grossman to, like, we've never had one.
But if you go to Dallas and you struggle, you're still going to be a part of America's team on a bigger stage than if you go to
they
Chicago and struggle.
They weren't America's team when they had Quincy Carter. They were not America's team because you know why? The quarterback sucked. It's easy to be America's team, and the Bears will be America's team if they ever land the quarterback. I'm telling you guys this.
They're already
one of the most popular teams, never having one.
Yeah, I think if you want your brand right now, yeah, I mean, the Dallas Cowboy brand is got a lot more going for it right now. Russ would have to come here and do something that nobody has done. Of course, you could do that anywhere. The Jacksonville brand will be better if somebody goes to Jacksonville and takes them to the promised land.
And then I got to clarify when we come back the difference. I want to know I want to know what Black was talking more about with Simpson versus Hilton. 332-3776. I know a bunch of callers want to talk. We are guest-free today. Plenty of room for you. We'll get to all your calls next.
31-9. Do the numbers, Jim. Just pretend like I can do these, but I'm going to ask you just in case. 31-9 turns into what? What's the depth? The score?
You mean the 20?
How much are you ahead by?
22-point margins?
There you go.
You're talking about holding
those
to a field
goal. Always getting me a little. Yeah. That's 22. You're still in it, right? But if you all of a sudden score a touchdown here, and it goes 35-9, numbers, Jim, 26. Man. That's over three possessions. Monster stop for Kansas City.
Play action, Brady. Looking for another one, and it is incomplete. Yeah.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Tony Romo's career quarterback rating of Dallas is 97.1.
He was a good player.
Good player. Yeah, no one is saying Hall of Famer, but he said mediocre. I mean,
yeah, no, he's well.
But if our mediocrity can be 4,900 yards in a season, I mean, he's had a few, four seasons of over 4,000 yards.
I don't want to get busted for saying any. He's making some motions in the back. I can't see him because I can't see through Chris.
You guys are arguing his semantics. Arms. I don't care if he's mediocre or average or whatever.
Is he waving the runner home?
I don't know what it was.
We're arguing with what you said. That's not semantics. When you say somebody is mediocre.
But that's not the point
of my
argument.
But don't mean that they're mediocre. But I don't know your point. I only know what you're vocalizing. Okay. And you vocalized that Tony Romo was mediocre.
But
he is not mediocre.
Sure.
Maybe at broadcasting.
The greatest quarterback to ever play in a Cowboys uniform dated Jessica Simpson when he was playing. He was playing decent football. He was at the height of his popularity, is still the height more higher than any Bears quarterback popularity will ever be because he played for the Cowboys. If you think Jessica Simpson's dating Tony Romo if he played for the Jets, you think she's dating Tony Romo if he played for the Jaguars? Come on.
I do. I think a star quarterback is going to date being the quarterback of the Bears, if you put up numbers like Tony Romo, the Bears will become America's team.
Who's Jimmy Garoppolo dating? He's probably we're doing rankings here. We're going our top five QBs.
Yeah.
Okay, who's Jimmy Garoppolo dating?
Whoever he wants.
Wasn't he seeing the porn star for a little bit? Wasn't he tweeting pictures of the porn star?
I think it was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? That was pre-Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
And then what was the Simpson versus Hilton thing?
What do you mean?
Were you going by looks? Were you going by popularity? What were you going by there?
Well, you guys were talking about Tony Romo's popularity, and Jessica Simpson was a very successful singing star, very popular, very famous.
They're a very famous couple.
And Tony Romo, quarterback of the Cowboys, with someone who is from Texas, right? Jessica Simpson is from Texas, I think. I think she's from somewhere in the South, and I think it's Texas. The fact that she was very famous for something she accomplished singing.
Abilene, Texas.
And Paris Hilton, she has famous parents, and she was a party girl. They're two separate things.
Is Texas considered Southwest, not necessarily the South?
If
you want to talk, Abdallah, about semantics, that's a semantical argument.
Is it
there.
South of here?
Texas about being South or Southwest.
So, Sylvie, you think Paris Hilton and Jessica Simpson are on the same playing field?
Well, as far as popularity, one is 16 million followers on Twitter. The other one is 6 million.
Yeah, but we're talking back when they were.
Well, that's why I was asking. I mean.
Yeah, but Twitter wasn't around when Urlacher was dating Paris Hilton. She was just a party girl who has famous family.
My point is, you don't have to be the quarterback of the Cowboys to date someone famous. Again, our quarterback was married for 10 years to someone famous.
Yeah, my point to add that comment in is that Jessica Simpson was much more popular at the time than Paris Hilton.
Okay, my point going back was not even considering Jessica Simpson or Paris Hilton. My point was that at this time, If Russell Wilson wants to enhance his, what was the word we were using? His profile or his, not so much his legacy.
His brand.
His brand. Yeah. I'm telling you, in 2021, his first stop is of the teams that he's listed is the Dallas Cowboys.
You're just another link on the chain there.
Okay.
Here. If you go to Chicago, you're the first. You're the best.
What if you don't succeed?
I've said this to you before. I don't believe the great ones think that way. They don't say to themselves, they say, if I could turn that stinking franchise around that's never had a quarterback.
You're speaking
in
from
that beautiful city.
But I think you're also speaking from a provincial perspective. Like, you're right. We haven't had, and we're sitting here in Chicago and we desperately want one. So from our perspective, yes, if you zoom out and you look at the NFL universe and you ask the average NFL fan across the country, I think that they would tell you that the Dallas Cowboy brand is more recognizable and at a higher level than the Bears.
Right. And then my counter to you is just the reason it's been is because they've had the star quarterback and we haven't. And if we had the star quarterback, we'd certainly be on that level.
They've got a giant stadium and, you know, they've got a big history. And so if Russell Wilson came to Chicago and succeeded, I'm not denying the conversation or the fact that he would be enormous. If he took you to the promised land, he'd be a legend here.
Legend. Yeah. 332-3776. All your calls coming up in 2 short minutes.